Fourth of July by Dallas Richardson. Every time that scares me, one after another. What makes it even worse is I'm in the car on Fourth of July. Kids could light a firecracker wrong, and it can land right in my car. And my Fourth of July I just had, gone. So, before I blow up, let me share an overview of my day. We always leave about 1 o'clock since it's a 45-minute drive to my uncle's house in Lake Sawyer. As we pull out from the driveway, my mom makes sure we have our towels, bathing suits, and flip-flops. Passing the wonderful view of water, cows, and pretty flowers makes the ride a whole bunch faster. As we pull up to a foresty driveway, we are greeted by the sounds of frogs and wind chimes. The smell of ribs and salmon fill my nose, but I try to ignore my growling stomach. I head straight down the narrow concrete stairs and spot the two blue and white jet skis. I pull off my sweatshirt in exchange for a life jacket, hop on the jet skis, and ride into the sunset. Everyone brings a different food. My family brings deviled eggs, potato salad, and lemon meringue pie. There is always a parade on the canal with boats with pretty 4th of July decorations. As I'm done dwelling over my day, I realize how important a little celebration can be. This is because slaves were not able to celebrate 4th of July. All they did was get whipped, and their masters would watch them while they eat and drink. This is why the 4th of July is so important to me.